Will marijuana split the union? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Accepting legal gay marriage was difficult enough for some states, but now they're facing the consequences of legalized marijuana. On a San Antonio TV station, a reporter discovered that smuggling is going on, and with the help of a psychedelic soundtrack, exposed the source.
How often do you smoke pot?
Every day.
This San Antonio woman, who did not want her identity revealed, says she smokes pot every day. Her hookup isn't the dealer down the street, but rather hundreds of miles away in Colorado.
You heard right. This woman who lives in Texas is smoking pot every single day and getting it from Colorado. Of course, it is illegal to export pot from America's pot republics into non-pot territory. So how's it getting into Texas?
She says people buy it legally in Colorado and disguise it in their packaging.
Like a cereal box or a teddy bear.
That's right. It's being smuggled in teddy bears. Never mind fencing the Mexican border. We may need to fence the Colorado border. And as you can tell from just the music, this is pretty much a major crisis in Texas, whereas in Washington and Colorado, this is like smuggling a ham sandwich. In fact, those two states are already counting the money, the kind of money no state in its right mind is going to give up. They say that marijuana itself isn't addicting, but once a state gets used to the money, there's no going to rehab for that. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.